Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome into Burns Postgame Show.
Cole Reagans dials up a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. He sets a new career high with 12 strikeouts.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can, too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Swinging a chopper left side. Garcia's got it with a dive. Spins, throws, in time!
This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's your Royals insider, Josh Fournier.
Well, it's tough to ask for any more than that, ladies and gentlemen. Royals win. They double up the Giants in the finale. They take the series in San Francisco, winning Game 3 by a final score of 8-4. Let's talk about it. Phone lines are open for you. The text line is there as well. 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. So much to discuss, but I think this show needs to start with the captain. I think we need to have a discussion about Salvador Perez, who today goes 3-for-5 with his first home run in seemingly forever. I'm curious, is that enough? It doesn't matter what show I turn on lately. Everyone, if you're talking about the Royals and you're not talking Jack Caglione, boy, it doesn't take long for the name Salvador Perez to pop up. And it's not all that encouraging. It's not all that much rah-rah, big fella. We believe in you. We know you're having a rough month of May, but your track record, your work ethic, and your expected statistics tell us that you're about to break out. Salvi today, a three-hit game, his second three-hit game of the year. Is that enough? Or are you still standing there with your arms folded saying, I need more? I need more from the captain before I believe that the panic that some set through Royals Nation, that the concern that many had that the 35-year-old was facing the end of the line, was one three-hit game, one two-run home run. Was that enough, or does that conversation continue? That's what I want to know today. Now, you can dive into any facet of this 8-4 victory you choose, but I want your thoughts on Salvi. Has the captain earned it? Or are you still skeptical? 913-586-7965. That, to me, is the focus of this victory. But, again, the game had everything. From Salvi to the top three in the batting lineup, setting the tone right out of the gate as Michael, Bobby, and Vinny go back-to-back-to-back knocks, and the boys are on the board before you're even settled in for this one. So the top of the lineup, the middle of the lineup with Salvi, and of course the bottom of the lineup blows this game open in the fifth inning. The defense is solid from Bobby, from Izzy, from Drew Waters. And then, of course, on the mound and on the bench, the coaching staff deploys a quality bullpen game, and the Royals win. They take a road series from a winning team, a very good team. You can't watch this series, listen to this series, and not come away impressed with the talent that San Francisco has. I understand that a lot of you were concerned about Salvi, you're concerned about the offense, you're concerned about this team's quote-unquote inability to beat the good teams. They just went to the house of the Giants and took 2 of 3. And now head to Minneapolis with the 5th best record in the American League. I don't know what more you could ask for. It certainly seems as if the boys delivered in a big way today. Phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. We're going to start off with John in Overland Park. John, you're hitting leadoff. Go ahead, buddy.
Vern, happy series win. Hey, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, beating a really, really good Giants team, 2 out of 3, should make a lot of people happy. And Salvi has more than earned some goodwill and some patience. And the guy's 3rd on the team in RBIs. And he's not having an awful season. So he's going to get better. He'll heat up at some point later in the year. The team is doing just fine. You know, we're going to start hitting here, you know, even better here pretty soon. So I'm not worried. I'm looking for 2 out of 3 in Minnesota. And let's stay strong. Thanks for taking my call again, Vern.
I mean, to win this game, a bullpen game where you're going up against a guy that this season has been the best right-hander in the National League, you have to be sky high right now. And as the boys hop on that bird and make their way to the Twin Cities, boy, what a happy flight that's going to be. And you're right. Sure, you should expect 2 of 3. Noah Cameron, Michael Wacha, Chris Bubich to be deployed in the Twin Cities. Wacha and Bubich, I know Reagans and Lugo are the 1-2, but statistically this season, Bubich and Wacha have been the best two starters on this staff, and now they team up with the rookie lefty Noah Cameron. That'll be the trio pitching against the Twins coming up beginning on Friday night. 913-586-7965. Listen, I understand if some of you are saying, Vern, what are you talking about? Salvi has 1 good game and now you're saying that the previous 20 don't matter? Yeah, kind of. In that, the panic that was setting in for many Royals fans, very reminiscent, and maybe it's still ongoing, but very reminiscent of the concern we heard last year surrounding another future Hall of Famer, another Kansas City legend, the great Travis Kelce. Some were wondering if Travis was washed up a season ago. I've heard from plenty of you on this show and other shows wonder if Salvi is washed up at the age of 35. Now listen, I'll admit, and I still believe, that if you're going to win this division, Salvi cannot be your leadoff hitter in the second half of the season. Not if he's going to catch. You cannot ask a 35-year-old catcher to drive the bus in July, August, and September. Not if you want to walk away with the division. But I was never to the point of questioning whether or not the great number 13 has hit the wall. For those that were nervous about that exact same thing, what does today do for you? And how much more do you need to see before you go, well, I feel silly now. Why would I question Salvi? Now, listen, Father Time's coming for us all. And again, that's why I believe he can't be in the cleanup spot for the duration of the season. But to think as if he's now a liability, someone that you're not going to rely upon heavily over the next few months, how much more do you need to see before that worry, that panic, that frustration at times is gone? Phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7965. The text line is there as well. 913-586-7965. My game notes following this. The 28th win of the season. Royals now 5 games above 500. My game notes are brought to you by Jays Southland Tow. Be in the know when call Jays Southland Tow. We'll take a quick timeout. Get right back to your phone calls as the Royals take the series by the bay. They win 8-4. We get back to you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
After this.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
And a high fly ball hit pretty well to right field. Yastrzemski going back, looking up, and that ball is out of here. It's an opposite field two-run homer for Salvador Perez, and the Royals lead it 6-1. That's his third homer on the year. 397 feet to the opposite field, and the Royals up by 5.
A sinker out over the dish, 92 elevated, and Salvi belts it to put the boys up 6-1. They would win this game 8-4. That's career home run number 276 for the great Salvador Perez, putting him 41 away from George Brett's franchise record, and now just 6 shy of Brian McCann for the 8th most in baseball history by a catcher. That two-run blast in the fourth was today's MVP Air Conditioning Cool Play of the Game. It's brought to you by MVP Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electric. Get your AC ready for summer and running efficiently with a tune-up for only $39. Go to the MVPKC.com or call 913-322-0868 today. MVP, one call does it all. As that fourth inning sees 3 runs come in to score as Salvi and Bobby Witt Jr. make the Giants pay for some shaky defense as Kyle Isbell reached with a leadoff base runner as he reached via an error. 2 batters later, Bobby drives him in with a double. 2 batters after that, well, you just heard, Salvi drives them both in with a 2-run blast. Royals win 8-4. They get the record back to 5 games above 500, and we head out to Shawnee to talk with Sherry. You're on 96.5 The Fan. Sherry, go ahead.
Hi, Vern.
What's going on?
I have to agree with you. I think I'm not worried about Salvi. He's got a great work ethic. He's, you know, everybody has a slow start. He's not ready to retire yet. He'll know when. But I'm with him 100%.
Well, Sherry, I love hearing it. Thank you very much for the phone call. No doubt the numbers are not impressive this season for Salvi. He's had a bad month of May. Second half of April was strong. First half of April, not so much. Hopefully the home stretch here, carrying it into the month of June. Hopefully we're starting to see a turnaround from Salvi. 913-586-7965. Some people in their feelings on the text line saying that I'm defensive about Salvi. No, I've been very forthright with the need for Salvi. How this offense doesn't have someone that can offset a subpar output from Salvi. No. Salvi, Vinny, Bobby, India, you know the story. The only way this team is going to pick itself up out of the basement of Major League Baseball when it comes to these offensive statistics, which they rank bottom five, bottom six, and just about all of them, the only way they're going to climb their way out of that is with the bat of Salvi and Vinny, India and Bobby. The big bat's got to lead the way. Now, today was outstanding because everybody contributed. Eight of the nine starters scored a run. All nine collected at least one base hit. I would love to think that this is who this lineup can be more times than not, but I'm not there. What I do feel comfortable saying is Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi are much better than what we've seen over the first 51 games of the season. And I'm going to rely on the track record of Salvi. I'm not asking him to hit 30-plus home runs. I'm asking him to come through with the big knocks in the big moments. Runners in scoring position, I need you to be Captain Clutch, like you were last year, like Vinny was last year, like Bobby was last year. Now, maybe they might not be able to reach those heights as they were three of the 15 best in the sport in those money situations, but you can't be as bad as you've been this season. Salvi's been bad in money situations. Vinny's been well below average in those money situations. But I wanted Q, and I remained steadfast in my desire for Q to keep Vinny, to keep Salvi hitting in the top four spots in the lineup. So when I say I heard a lot of panic, that's what I'm talking about. No, you can point out the offensive struggles. I don't think anybody points out those struggles more often than I do. But I'm not interested in seeing what this lineup looks like currently. You know, until we get closer to the trade deadline, until we get closer to a possible Caglione promotion, I'm not interested in seeing Vinny anywhere outside of the top four. Not all that interested in Salvi outside of the top four. These are the guys that are going to make or break May and June offensively. July, August, September, okay, that's a different story. So, no, you can point out the offensive shortcomings, but with the track record, with the work ethic, with the history that we all know and have with Salvi, and you couple that with the underlying numbers that say that Salvi statistically is the most unlucky hitter in the sport this season, man, you put all that into the pot, and that potion is patience. Put it all together, and it should allow you to grant the captain a little bit more grace, to have patience, to believe that this is a rough stretch for the great number 13. Let's go to Tyler in Parkville. Tyler, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
I think you were just talking about patience, and I would say this, Burn, with age comes wisdom. And I'm not saying that he's not trying hard or he doesn't care, but I think as he ages at 35, he's picking his spots. And he's gaining more wisdom as the season goes along, and you're exactly right. We need to show him patience and grace to let him figure it out. And in terms of the offense, I mean, I think at this point we as Royals fans should be honest about the fact that it's a streaky team. That there's going to be times they put up eight runs. There's going to be time that it's going to be challenging for them to get one to two runs. But that's just the nature of the offense. The pitching is mostly solid, and the offense is going to be streaky. There's going to be times where it's going to be eight runs. There's going to be times where it's going to be one or two runs.
That's very well said, Tyler, and I'm going to piggyback off of that for a second. You talk about a streaky offense. No doubt about it, because thanks for the phone call. You look up and down that lineup. Who in this Royals lineup has a track record of any sort? Well, Michael Garcia does not. Bobby, of course. Vinny, you know, sure. You know, last year, 1 year, I don't know if that necessarily counts as a track record. Vinny has a good year. Last year was outstanding. But still, Bobby, Salvi, Mark Canna, Drew Waters doesn't, Freddie Fermin doesn't, Michael Massey doesn't, Kyle Isbell doesn't, and if they do, it's not a glowing track record. Hunter Renfro does, as he was on the bench today, but of course they're a streaky team. You don't have very many bona fide big league hitters. You know, Jonathan India does, and Jonathan India's track record says he's league average. No shame in that. I wish the Royals had more league average hitters. But that's my point. So, of course, yeah, the offense is streaky. I would imagine it's going to continue to be streaky. That's why the hope is, as we approach the trade deadline, which is still more than 2 months away, that the front office acquires a bat with a track record that you can put in the cleanup spot, in the five spot, and offer some stability to this lineup. Now, the offense is streaky and the rotation is not. And when you look at the rotation, Michael Wacha, that's a track record. Seth Lugo has a track record. Chris Bubich has more of a track record as a starting pitcher than Michael Garcia or Michael Massey or Kyle Isbell or Freddie Fermin or Drew Waters have as a hitter. Michael Lorenzen has a track record. Cole Reagans has already been to an All-Star game. So again, you understand why the rotation consistency littered with professionals with a track record. On the flip side, the offense has some all-stars, a couple of guys with a track record, but for the most part, it's still a lot of young, unproven, or below league average bats. Tyler, thanks for the phone call. Royals are now 17-1 this season when they score four or more. We go to Noah in Belton. Noah, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, how's it going? First-time caller here, long-time listener. Thanks for taking the call.
Just yeah, thanks say, for placing it.
Touching on what you said about Salvi at the beginning, never been a doubt in my mind this season that he'd get that juice back once he got it. You've never let go of it. Also, just wanted to say Kyle Isbell and Michael Garcia today both put on a show. And if we don't see Garcia in the All-Star game, I'll be surprised.
Wow. Well, yeah. Hey, listen, I'm not going to say you're wrong. I mean, the guy's hitting, what, 315?
Yeah.
Eighth best in Major League Baseball. Today picked up his team-leading 17th multi-hit game. All right. Thanks for the phone call. Appreciate it. Opens up a phone line for you, 913-586-7965. Well, Bobby's going to the All-Star game. You know that. You have to have somebody from the rotation. Right now, I think it's Chris Bubich. And Lucas Urseg deserves to be there as well. So I think those three get the call before Michael Garcia. I think Alex Bregman's going to be the starter at the hot corner in the American League. Yeah, it might be tough for Michael to break into the All-Star game, but you never know. He has a 7-game hitting streak after his 2-for-4 performance today. Mike Hell's batting 360 in the month of May with a dozen RBI and an OPS of 997. All right, following today's 8-4 victory, one of the five different Royals to collect multiple hits. Salvi on the field after the game receiving the Joel Goldberg treatment on FanDuel Sports Network.
And that's a really good pitcher you guys did that against today. Was there a certain approach, trying to go opposite field or keep it simple with him?
We just tried to do it, not trying to chase him more, the change that he, you know, you guys know where he's probably one of the best pitchers in the league. So he just lead a couple pitches on, and we put some good swing.
I know the home run's nice, but it was a lot of singles from everybody up and down the line. Could you feel that early on? Did something feel different, or you feel that momentum?
Yeah, kind of like that little bit when the first two guys for us, you know, Garcia Jr. and Vinny, back-to-back-to-back singles. So I think they're having a good approach for him today.
I know you're happy if you're just doing something, but home runs are nice as the first one in a while. It also makes you fifth now in the American League for primary catchers all time. You're up there with some big names. What does that mean?
Yeah, a lot. You know, it's a lot of work, a lot of sacrifice. I thank God every day. You know, he still gives me opportunity to play this game that I love to play every day. So thank God for everything.
Yeah, and, you know, I've been watching you. I'm not surprised that even if the hits aren't there, you look the same every day with the smile, with the energy. I hear you firing the guys up. How have you been able to just stay yourself?
Yeah, when the experience, you know, it's a hard game. You know, people don't realize that sometimes, you know, I just come into the ballpark, prepare myself, play hard, and whatever happens after the last out, I'll be going to go back home super happy because I give everything I have for my team.
All right, last thing, it's a bullpen start. A lot of guys came out of the bullpen today. What did you think?
Pretty good. They're doing awesome, yeah. The good thing, we got off tomorrow, so everybody can be available for Friday.
Salvador Perez talking about a bullpen. Salvi at first base. It was Freddie Fermin behind the dish, but the bullpen today after Daniel Lynch records the first five outs, the remaining 22 were turned in by a bullpen that now posts an ERA of 3.22. That's sixth lowest in Major League Baseball, while also throwing the sixth fewest innings. Bullpen did an outstanding job today as Jonathan Bolin picks up his first big league victory. Steven Cruz, Taylor Clark, Angel Zerpa, and Lucas Erceg finish off the 8-4 Royals win. Salvi on the field, he is today's without question after a three-hit day. Yes, Salvi is the Guaranteed Foods player of the game, his second three-hit game of the year, and he's now just 30 base hits shy of Alex Gordon's career total, sixth most in Royals franchise history. He and his family receive a gourmet dinner for two from Guaranteed Foods to prepare and enjoy at home. It'll all be delivered to the Perez's home, courtesy of Guaranteed Foods. Again, 3-for-5, a pair of RBI, and his first home run in 31 games, the longest home run drought in more than a decade for the great Salvador Perez. Royals win 8-4. They're on their way to Minnesota to open up a three-game set with the Twins. That thing starts up coming up on Friday. Phone lines are open for you. The text line is there as well. 913-586-7965. We get back to your thoughts after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Here's the 0-2 and a swing and a liner to center field. Here comes Isbell. He'll slide and make the catch to end the inning. You'd expect nothing less from Kyle Isbell to play sparkling defense, and a big catch right there saves Steven Cruz and the Royals and limits the damage to one. We go to the fifth here in San Francisco with the Royals leading 6-2.
Yeah, 6-2. They would go on to win 8-4. They take the series in San Francisco. Big spot there in the bottom of the fourth. Again, Royals are up 4, but the bases are juiced with the Giants cleanup hitter at the dish, and he laced an 0-2 offering from the righty Steven Cruz to center, but a great sliding catch from Kyle Isbell. One of the many defensive highlights this afternoon in San Francisco. Drew Waters made a great catch in the ninth inning. Bobby Witt Jr. bailed out Michael Garcia, who lost the ball in the sun in the third. Some great defense, some outstanding, great offense up and down. And then the bullpen got the job done in the absence of Cole Reagans and Seth Lugo. Another bullpen game likely coming up on Tuesday. And with the performance we've seen from, take your pick, Jonathan Bolin, Evan Sisk, Steven Cruz, Taylor Clark, I mean, guys that we were not expecting to be relying upon, coming up big. Taylor Clark still yet to give up an earned run, scoreless in all 6 of his appearances so far this season. So yeah, no matter what you wanted, coaching, hitting, pitching, defense, they didn't steal any bases, but there was no need to. You were banging the ball all over the yard. Royals are 5 games above 500. They own the 5th best record in the American League. Phone lines are open for you. The text line is there as well. 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. Kyle Isbell, who not only made an outstanding catch to finish off that threat in the fourth, but scored 2 runs today for the first time all season. Kyle Isbell's hitting .286 this year. I don't know anyone that was expecting, okay, maybe you were expecting a high batting average. But were you expecting an above league average OPS from your 9 hitter, a guy that we've all agreed? You can be a below average hitter. Just get your bunts down, move runners when the situation calls for it, and play that gold glove defense. But if you're going to get gold glove defense and, well, shoot, look at what he's doing in May. You know what? Forget that. I can go an even larger sample size. The past month of baseball for Kyle Isbell, he's hitting .349 with an OPS north of 1,000. League average OPS is about 700. Getting a 1,000 OPS for a month from your 9 hitter? Remarkable. Izzy, Waters, Michael, they, along with horses in the rotation, they've allowed this slow start to the season for Salvi. They've allowed this lack of clutch moments for Vinny Pasquantino. I'm telling you, the deeper we get into this season, the tough times, I'm remembering them a touch bit more fondly in that what they're doing for this bunch as far as trust and belief in one another, the way it's bonding these guys. You know, when you have someone with the stature of Salvi, Vinny, Jonathan India, and they're going through it, and the team is still winning, they're not hanging their heads, they're participating in the post-game celebrations. Even though they, on an individual basis, are falling short of their own expectation, they can revel in the fact that the boys are winning. Guys see that. The young guys see that. Michael, Drew Waters, young relievers, they see that. That, wow, Salvi really does only care about the bottom line. Vinny really is pulling for me. Because even though he just went, 0-for-5 or whatever it is that night, and Vinny is partying in the post-game clubhouse, celebrating me and my performance. So I understand the disappointment that a lot of people have with the offense through 51 games. And there's no fighting it. This team is yet to fire on all cylinders. You're not taking full advantage of the best pitching staff in the American League. You're not making the most of it. No argument. But even though there have been some frustrating moments, man, when August and September arrive, I have to think that this team's going to be so much better for what they're enduring over the first 2 months of the season. 913-586-7965. Let's go to Double J in Kansas City. Double J, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Thanks for taking the call. Hey, I just want to say, what a serious win today against San Francisco. Taking TRFD, that was a great win today, and just a great win against a really good team, like you said. And I was listening to your pregame show, and you were saying maybe the offense breaks out today. And I tell you what, they did. Scored 8 runs. I mean, timely, handy, frenzy hitting. It was good to see today. Salvi, I mean, to answer your question too, Salvi, I've never lost faith in Salvi, and we're about to go up to Minnesota this weekend, and he's really good up in Minnesota. So
yeah,
I'm excited to see what we're going to do this week, this weekend against the Twins. And yeah, with the one way to like describe the Royals too right now, like some of the games have been good and some of the games haven't been pretty. And it kind of reminds me of the Chiefs last year. Like, oh man, everyone's complaining that we are like only winning by 3. So we're fine, and hopefully.
Yeah, thanks for the phone call, Double J. That's just reflective of a fan base that has higher standards now. That's a good thing. Now, when I got to Kansas City, the standard was very low. Now, baseball, oh my God, that bar was on the ground. But even across the parking lot with the Chiefs, the expectation, get to the playoffs and just don't break my heart. I know you're going to lose, just don't break my heart. Now, the expectation for the Royals was, you know, give me a nice afternoon if I show up to Kauffman Stadium. I know you're no good, but just try to entertain me on the days I make the drive out to the K. Now, fast forward 12, 13 years, and now the expectation is, I want that football team to dominate you in all fronts. I want you embarrassed, and I want your fan base embarrassed, and I want everyone watching on national TV to understand we are the greatest. That's the expectation for the Chiefs. The expectation for the Royals, well, I guess that's a better question for you. The way that I've gathered, the expectation is to win. To win every night. You know it's not possible, but again, to me, that's a great place to be. Now, the pitching staff allows it. Having a guy like Bobby Witt Jr. allows it. Because every night when you turn on 96.5 The Fan, or you're watching on FanDuel Sports Network, or you go out to Kauffman Stadium, more than likely you have the better starting pitcher. There's no question the best player on the diamond is wearing a Kansas City uniform. And, quite likely, the best relief pitcher is also in your bullpen. So it shouldn't matter what night you turn on the game or go out to the ballpark, you should expect the boys to win. I like it. 5 games above 500, and yet most people listening would say, they should be 10. If the offense could hit worth a darn, they'd be 10 games above 500. I know I get frustrated by it too, Double J, but deep down, it's amazing. It's amazing where this city, where this sports fan base is in 2025 and what we demand in Kansas City. It's outstanding. I see Dan on the text line. Dan and KCK is expecting a sweep in Minnesota. Katie in North Carolina is appreciative of the afternoon laugher in San Francisco. Royals score 1 in the first, 2 in the second, 3 in the fourth, 2 more in the fifth. Add it up, and it's 8 runs. Royals are now 19-1 when they lead after 6 innings. Let's go to Garrett in Olathe. Garrett, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my phone call, Vern. Look, this was a breakout performance from the whole offense today. You know, just everybody, 1 through 9, like you said, was pretty good. And this pitching staff, hopefully Cole Riggins and Seth Lugo are getting healthier soon. And good luck to Frank Montecato down in Double-A as he makes his debut. And I'll see you out there Tuesday.
All right, buddy. Yeah, how about it? Frank Mazzucato, a former first-round pick. He's on the hill coming up in about 30 minutes down in Double-A. Jack Caglione making his first start in right field at the Triple-A level. That game coming up in just about an hour. Very happy to see Cags in the outfield in Game 2. I was hoping they weren't going to give him the first week of only first base. and then ease him into the outfield. No, let's get real. Get him ready. Get him in the outfield because you want him. I want him. I want him to dominate AAA, and then I want him in the big leagues coming up in August at some point. Nice to hear from you, Garrett. Let's go to Tucker in Platte City. Tucker, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, thanks for taking my call. I liked what you were saying earlier about Kansas City sports, man. We got Patrick Mahomes right now. We got Bobby Witt Jr. We got a great pitching staff. It really is great to be Kansas City sports fan right now.
No doubt.
I also, no doubt, man. I'm super thrilled with Salvi today. I got on here the other night. I don't know if you remember talking about, I don't know how much longer we can keep Salvi in the four spot. Mm-hmm. And, man.
I still feel that way. Once summer rolls around, I'm not saying you drop him down to the 7 or 8 spot, but I would like someone to help ease the burden on the 35-year-old. If you're going to win this division and he's going to be catching, that's a lot to ask, as you know how hot it gets out here.
Oh, yeah. That'll be streaky, though, man. He's sure to be hot next week or so, and then we'll see. He might cool off again, I'm sure. But hopefully he doesn't have another month home run drought. Yeah,
no kidding.
The boys were on fire today.
I can't imagine he'll have another home run drought like this. Tucker, thanks for the phone call. The last one we saw like this was back in 2013, back when the bar as a sports fan in Kansas City was as low as we were talking about. Hey, shout out to Bobby Witt Jr. Drives in 2 more runs today. Gives him 313 RBIs in his career. That matches Bo Jackson's career total. Bo and Bobby tied for 27th in franchise history with those 313 RBI. Let's go to Phil in Shawnee. Phil, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, how's it going?
Great, man. Nice to hear from you.
It's always a good day when you pass a Yankee in the stat column, and apparently Perez passed Posada for home runs as a catcher. That's a good thing. I've been looking at the schedule. We got 49 until the break. And those 49 leading up to the break, we're playing a lot of National League teams. And the National League is a weird deal this year. There's the Pirates, who aren't very good, the Rockies, who are horrible, and everybody else is around 500 or five above 500. And we got a big group of those teams right before the break. So, I mean, winning in San Francisco is good, but we got to keep it up. We got the Mets right before the break. We got the Dodgers at home. We got 3 at the Mariners, and they're playing pretty well. We just got to keep it so that we don't lose 2 out of 3 for an extended period of time. I don't know that that's going to happen, but boy, it would help if guys like Isbell, Garcia, Urseg, and Estevez were all healthy for the remainder.
Yeah, no question. Thanks for the phone call. Listen, you know, at this point of the season, especially with what Rob Manfred and these owners want, and that is all 30 teams to remain in the race going into the All-Star break. Like you mentioned, the Rockies stink. White Sox are bad. Orioles appear to be really bad. Other than that, Marlins, okay. My point is 25 of the 30 teams still believe they have an outside shot, a realistic shot at the postseason. That's what the sport wants. They want more fans invested going deep into the summer months. Let me just look at the schedule coming up. 3 in Minnesota, tough. Then you're taking on the Cincinnati Reds and Terry Francona. That's tough. If you see Brady Singer, I think Hunter Green's banged up, but Nick Lodolo, they got some arms out there. And then you're taking on the first-place Tigers. Then you go to St. Louis. You saw how tough the Redbirds are. Okay, then you can slap around the White Sox, but then it's the Yankees and then the Athletics. Athletics are a scary team. Yankees are scary. Tigers, Cardinals, Reds, Twins. This schedule does not let up because a lot of teams are good. Not many teams are great. Not many teams are awful. But a lot of teams are good. And almost every team can beat you on any given night. You know that, Phil. Royals win 8-4. It's just the fourth time all year they've won a game where the other team scores four runs. Royals are now 4-16 when their pitching staff gives up four or more runs. Let's go to Leonard in Shawnee. Leonard, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to address all these delusional pie-in-the-sky Royals fans out there that think that Salvador Perez isn't washed up. And the Royals, they might as well give up on the season. I mean, they're probably going to lose the next 15 out of 20 games. I mean, it's over. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but that's
How
just
come?
A fact.
How come?
Because they're not hitting, and that's essential. When you go out there and you're dismal with hitting, and you're pinning your hopes to a washed-up first baseman slash catcher, it's delusional.
Okay. All right, Leonard, thanks for the phone call. I don't know if you really mean what you're saying or if you're just trying to agitate me and turn me into an audio meme, but I don't buy it. You sound fake. You sound like a troll. Right? Does anyone buy that text line? Does anyone buy what Leonard was selling? Do you think he really means that? Because honestly, the first thing that hit me is, well, you don't know baseball then. Now, it's nice that you called in a baseball show. Anyone can call 913-586-7965, but you can quickly expose yourself and your lack of knowledge. If you think offense is the key to winning in Major League Baseball, I'm sorry, but you are incorrect. Now, you need to score, no doubt. You have to put some runs on the board, no doubt about it. But the key to baseball is pitching and defense. And the Royals have the best pitching staff in the American League. They're going to lose 15 of the next 20. Leonard, I appreciate the phone call, man. I hope you have a blessed Wednesday. Noah Cameron squares off with Pablo Lopez coming up on Friday, game one of this three-game series in Minnesota. See, that's another reflection of just how far we've come as a fan base, as a city. We don't let goofballs like that bring us down because we know he's a goofball saying silly stuff like that. You're like the people that want to knock Patrick Mahomes or say he's not the best in the league. Do you even get into arguments with people like that? I don't. I know I have my nephew. He's a big Detroit Lions fan. He tries to tell me that Kelce isn't the greatest tight end of all time. I go, okay, well, you're young. You're a Lions fan. You know, good for you, man. Just too old, too wise, too experienced, too knowledgeable of the game of baseball to let someone like that bring us down, right? The hopes of the team are not pinned to Salvador Perez. They would be if, you know, Seth Lugo and Cole Reagans are banged up for the rest of the season. But the last time we heard from the general manager of this team, Cole and Seth should be back in the next couple of weeks, and all will be just fine. Royals put 8 runs on the board, and yet Leonard remains diving off the bandwagon because the offense just doesn't show up. Unfortunately, this was the final game of the season, so there's no time for the offense to... No. 111 games remain. Royals win 8-4. We're going to hand things off to After Hours. It's coming up next here on 96.5 The Fan. Hey, we got the day off tomorrow. Boys are going to enjoy Minneapolis. If you haven't been to the Twin Cities in spring or summer, check it out, man. If you like Chicago, Milwaukee, Minneapolis, just outstanding. Love that whole area. JT Noah, thank you very much for the help back at the studio. Kansas City, I appreciate you listening. Meet me right back here. Coming up on Friday, 6 o'clock for the On Deck Show. Noah Cameron back on the bump, and the Royals keep rolling. Enjoy your day, KC. Take care.
You've been listening to Burns Postgame Show.
Onto the track, leans, it's gone! Michael Massey ambushes the first pitch!
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.